Melbourne Republican Representative Rich Workman says Prentice Hall's World History book not only puts in an accurate spin on Islam, it also dedicates a whole chapter to the religion.
Which would be okay if they had a chapter dedicated to all world religions and they wanted to make a kind of a world religion subtext to a world history book, but they don't.
He says the textbook also, in his words, whitewashes history. For example, he says it talks about both Christian and Muslim crusades, but only shows the brutality of Christianity. So Workman says he'd like to reverse a change to state law made last year, which took away the public's voice on textbook content.
In order to try to streamline the Department of Education, they have very well taken out some valuable input. And so we're certainly going to look into undoing that, because we want to make sure that parent groups and organizations have a right to read these textbooks in advance of them being approved by the state and looking for these biases. You know, we can't control the publisher, but we can certainly control what we buy, which in turn will control the publisher.
Workman recently brought his concerns to a Brevard County School Board meeting. The board is currently reviewing the textbook. Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for Pearson, the textbook's publisher, says the textbook is not biased toward Islam and the company treats all religions fairly. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.